Go.
All right, looks like our committee members are back, so we'll resume our meeting with the land items portion. Before we get started, Andy or April, could you just verify that we are in compliance and our publication dates have been met?
Yes. So it was published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice on December 27th and January 3rd of this year.
Great, thank you. Okay, so as the committee may be aware, items 7, 8, and 9 regarding the gravel pit are going to remain on the table tonight, and then items 10, 11, and 12 for the Kendall property also will remain on the table, so we won't be taking any action on those. So fairly straightforward and simple agenda tonight. But item number 6 tonight is a tabled resolution from last month, the appointment of Alex Wisbicki to the Lake Benedict Management District. And so we will take that up tonight. Andy, would you like to read this into the record for us, please?
Yes, thank you. Yes, and so we do have, as item number 6, the tabled resolution request to approve the appointment of Alex Wisbicki to the Lake Benedict Lake Tahoe Management District Board. And so that he's here in person, that we would like to ask that this be removed from the table.
Okay, great. So I'll entertain a motion that we remove this from the table, please.
So moved.
Second.
All right, moved and seconded by Supervisor Franco and Bashaw. All in favor to remove this from the table, starting with Youth and Governance, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, the rest of the committee, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, so item 6 is removed from the table, and then we can take action on this tonight.
Yeah, and with Alex, because you're here, if you can just give the committee just some information about you and the board and why you want to be appointed to it.
Okay. I've lived just off of Lake Benedict for 12 years now. It was one of the reasons why we purchased the house in the area. I'm a fisherman and outdoorsman, a photographer. I spent a lot of time on the lake. A friend reached out to me that said that Samantha was looking for somebody to be on the board, and he thought I'd be a good recommendation. I know a couple of people on the board, and I feel I can contribute. I care about the lake a lot, and from what I understand about the board is that the sole purpose is to maintain the lake. So I think I could definitely help with that. I mean, I'm on it frequently, and it's in my neighborhood, so it's something that's important to me.
Great, thank you. Well, thanks for your willingness and interest to serve our community and your neighborhood. Committee members, any questions for Alex? Welcome to the committee. Okay.
And I would just add, you know, the appointment did go through the Land and Water Committee, and the recommendation was to affirm and bring it before this committee.
Yep. Thank you for mentioning that. Yep. Okay. Well, if there's no further discussion, then we will vote on this appointment. Starting with Youth and Governance, all in favor of appointing Alex Wisbicki to this management district, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Committee members, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. All right. Great. Thank you. Thank you for your willingness to serve and look forward to that. So this will now then be forwarded to the board as a whole, and then the whole county board will vote on it. I wouldn't anticipate any problems with that, but just procedurally, that would be the next step before your appointment was finalized. So, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. No problem. Andy, if I have some questions, can I just email them?
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
I think your copy did in April last email.
Yes.
So just a couple things that don't need to be brought up in the meeting. I just had a couple questions.
Okay, yeah, sure.
You know, my responsibilities.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. We can do that. Set up a meeting if we need to or whatever.
I'll shoot you an email tomorrow with
okay.
Just the simple questions.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
Well,
thank you very much.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You as well.
Next
thank
time
you.
We see you, you'll report on how many fish are in the lake.
There'll be a couple last myths.
Said you could accurately report.
I can. I was out there last night. We just need safe ice.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take care. Have a great night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good job.
All right, so then 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, those will remain on the table. So that leads us to number 13. This is just kind of a procedural thing that the department does, revising and updating land use fees. I know April had sent that out to the committee for us to review. So it is, do you need to read this into the record for us tonight, or?
I'll just say it in the comment.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
So we're bringing back the possible approval of revised land use fee schedule. So we brought this before the committee last month, and we had the fees in regards to all the building fees, because now that we're doing building inspection duties, that started on January 3rd. What we came to realize in through the whole process of the different fee schedules that we had, that the memorandum of understandings that went to Paris and Brighton had attached an older fee schedule. It was the one that was developed to incorporate all the fee schedules kind of combined and taking the highest one of each one. And so, because that's the ones that's in the MOU, we can't move ahead with what was considered to be the revised fee schedule, which is the one that we had ended up adopting as a county committee. And so this one is bringing it back to the fees that are in the memorandum of understanding. And so at least then we'll match up with everything. Knowing that, we've been having discussions with Paris and Brighton, of which they are both going to be bringing the fee schedules to their boards in January and or February, whatever meeting works for them, because they wanted to have a further discussion in regards to the fees that were originally in the MOU and these revised fees that in meetings we talked about, but then again, they just weren't attached to the MOU. And so Paris and Brighton, they want to just discuss the fees in general to see if they want to stick with the ones that actually you have tonight that we're bringing to you to amend, or if they'd rather go with the higher fees, or if there's some other fees in there that's been kind of presented to us that maybe they just don't feel as comfortable being with either of these numbers, the ones here or the ones that were currently active. So that's where we're at. We just want everything to be on board in at the same level, because that's what was agreed upon, and that's what we're presenting to you tonight.
All right, committee members, any questions about these revised fees?
If we still haven't settled on final numbers between the communities that are involved in the process or the procedure, why would we need to adopt this tonight? Should we not be waiting until you have final numbers and agreements?
The reason why is because we started the duties in January 3rd, and so we want to reflect on our fee schedule, the actual ones that are going to be paid until it gets changed after any, if and at all, from the meetings held at Brighton Paris.
So are you asking us to adopt these in a temporary or an interim basis until such time as all the communities accept
anything different, which there may not be anything to change, but it could. So yes, so this would be adopting these as the permanent fees, unless the towns, when they meet in the next month, would look to change them.
Okay, so if it were a formed motion, it'd be a motion to accept the modified fee schedule, recognizing that there may be adaptations that would come back before this committee, because this goes from here to the board, so.
The fee schedule?
No.
The fee schedule gets approved right here.
Oh,
does not go to the county board.
Okay.
So there doesn't need to be any additional language. We just wanted to match the memorandums of understanding. If there is, for some reason, in these meetings in the next 2 months that the towns would like any of them changed, we'll then bring them back to
bring a modification then.
Right.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve.
All right. Is there a second? Motion made by
second.
Bashaw, seconded by Franco. Any further discussion or questions?
So let's say one of the towns or villages decide to change one of the fees, either up or down. Who has the last word on this? I mean, just because they want to change it, does that mean we have to agree with it, or?
You would not. It would be up to this committee.
Okay. So ultimately,
with their recommendation.
Oh, okay.
Right. And the thing is we would look to honor what they're looking for because of it all working together with the how the fees come in, pay the expenses, and then the extra revenue goes back to the town.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Any further discussion? Kenzie, anything at all? All right. Well, hearing no discussion, then we'll vote on this revised fee schedule. All in favor, starting with youth and governance, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. Committee, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. These are adopted. Thank you. All right. So just a few items at the end of our meeting, as always, approval of the minutes from December 14th. As always, April sent these out several weeks ago, and so I trust you had a chance to look through them. Any updates or corrections to be made? Otherwise, we'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Franco, seconded by Basha. All right, if there's no further discussion on the minutes, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Okay, the December 14 minutes are approved. And then citizens' comments. Are there any citizens here that would like to speak tonight? Any citizens that would like to speak tonight? Any citizens? All right. Then citizens' comments are closed. And then that leads us just to any other business as allowed by law. Andy, typically you have some updates for us.
I do. And so as you know, the gravel pit, we didn't act on it tonight, but we anticipate everything to be submitted and be ready February 8th. And also with, in regards to Kendall, we did make contact with them, and we've had several emails, several phone calls with them. And so we're gonna try to set up a meeting to go through their different options. That, if you recall, one of the changes we made to the ordinance the other month was to change the A4 district. So having that been changed, that's another option that they could potentially utilize, and we want to sit down and present that to them. And then from there, we'll be able to determine if they want to go back to the town with the current plan and then come back with what is already on the agenda, or if they need to withdraw it or modify it. So, I mean, if anything, we would just look for it to remain, like we said, for it to stay tabled, because now at least we have discussion and we're working with them. And then next month, we'll have the Country Thunder conditional use permit will come before the committee. And there is one other item.
JNS Real Estate.
The solar farm. So the solar farm that is being proposed in Wheatland will be then presented next month. And I think those are the only two items within these.
So we do have some overlay to the new solar farm that's being proposed, because we didn't have much at all with Parasolar.
This is a separate proposal in the town of Wheatland. Yeah, it's on 40 acres.
Okay, so then Andy, if I'm understanding you correctly, we anticipate taking from the table the gravel pit items and making a decision on those next month. That's
correct.
What we anticipate.
Okay. Correct.
All right, so mark your calendars then to be here for that, if at all possible, committee.
For a few hours.
Could I make What's that?
For a few hours.
Right, yes.
Could I make a request around that? Could they then make a presentation of what modifications they've made?
They will.
Yeah, I
They'll
believe
present
that's...
all their new information, and we'll have that to send out to the committee. And also, I'll just also encourage, either by Teams or in person at our work session next month, to attend, because there will be a lot of information to just prepare and go over with all the items that are going to be on the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. All right, Andy, any other businesses allowed by law from you?
Nothing else additional.
Okay, committee members, anything else? Anything at all?
Motion.
All right, motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right, motion by Basha, seconded by Franco. All in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. We stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.